Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Now, back to Willard and Dibs.
What is your favorite or the best play on words using your last name that you've heard?
That ball got Schmidt on.
Oh! On 95.7 The Game.
Yep. Matt Chapman Schmidt on a ball last night, and it still almost didn't make it out. Did you see him? Like, he Tatis that thing. Mm. Well, he hit it, and he, like, yeah, he dropped the bat, almost sauntered, dog. That thing's gone. And it cleared the left field wall by like 7 inches. I mean, ballpark's no joke, man. No complaints here, but the ballpark is no joke if you are trying to get a Major League Baseball hit.
Well, if you're trying to get a home run, yes. If you're trying to get a triple, it's actually a great ballpark for that. Mm-hmm. So maybe you need to stop trying to drive the ball up and just try to hit line drives to right center.
Well, we can't tell guys to stop trying to drive the ball up and then yell at them when they don't hit sack flies.
That's fair.
You know what I mean? Like, it's hard. It's very, very hard. Yeah, probably around 515. Robbie Ray on Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game. He's an all-star.
Oh, for sure.
He's an all-star. And if he's not, the system is broke. That's it.
And how the system is that the team with the best record in the league gets the skipper, and the skipper gets to pick the staff.
Is it who's got the best record at that moment, or is it from the previous year? I can't even remember, to be honest with you, who gets the minute. Because if it was the team with the best record, you wouldn't know who the manager is going to be until up to the minute. Right? I think there's some build-up. There's some lead-up to that. So it might have something to do with the year before. Risotto, do you know?
Yeah, the managers of the teams are the past World Series teams.
There you go. Yeah.
There you have it.
Yes, from the year before.
All right.
So,
Goes that all-star berth.
Yeah, why? Dave Roberts?
Yeah, grudge. Rivalry.
No grudge.
Dave Roberts and Aaron Boone.
Dave Roberts is a former Giant.
Forever Giant.
Robbie Ray will be on the team.
Does he lose his forever Giant status because he's now the manager of the Dodgers?
Totally.
Okay.
Yeah. I hate him.
Brian Wilson, same thing?
No.
He was a Dodger.
I know.
Sergio Romo.
That's different. No, Dave doesn't actually lose. Like, it's just, it's two different lifetimes. You ever have those things?
Like, hello. I mean, are you really asking me that?
That's why
a guy who spent 23 years in a marriage with 2 grown children and just is running it back with a 2-year-old? No, Mark, I don't know what it's like to have 2 different lifetimes.
So Dave Roberts on the Giants is kind of like, the difference is, though, that was quick. So you're kind of the reverse Dave Roberts. Do you know what I mean?
Right, because he's been a Dodger manager for
a long time.
Years?
Yeah, Dave on the Giants is kind of like what you're doing now with Supper and Mila. and Dave Roberts with the, you just reversed it. You gotta put the thing down, flip it, and reverse it.
I don't love this because I know you'd be implying that this my tenure with the Giants would be
I'm just talking
ending?
About where we sit right now. But it's
fair enough.
Yeah, it's reversed.
Right.
But yeah, we could do it the other way if you want.
Doesn't matter, but Dave, I've been married for 26 years, 23 to one person, and then now almost three to the other. So
coming up on three?
Yeah, November will be three. Wow. Time flies.
Sure does. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Yeah.
The real congratulations should be the fact that we're doing great with potty training. Don't want to jinx it, but we might be wrapping it up.
You shouldn't have said that out loud.
Well,
you sound like the Niners with a 10-point lead in the fourth quarter. Don't start. You know what I mean? Don't do that. Don't do that. Oh yeah, we're almost done here.
We're trending.
But then
she's checking boxes.
They moonwalk that thing sometimes.
No doubt.
They do.
No doubt. I've been through it. As I mentioned, I have a 24-year-old. So
I'm worried about the dog. Like, my dog is phenomenal with that stuff. But people will tell me that sometimes, the dog turned five and just decided to start pooping in the living room again.
Yeah.
I don't
know,
man.
That's going to be a no from me dog.
Dog,
literally.
Exactly. Anyway, but congratulations.
Oh, thank you.
I always told you that story. Well, I took a week's vacation from work to try to potty train Jude. I did. It was that bad. I'm like, we got to get this thing done. So I'm just like, it's kind of the how I operate.
Yeah.
Like one of those, like, if you want something done right, do it yourself people. So I'm like, I got this. Taking the week off work, and I'm going to just follow this kid around, and we're going to get this thing done right now. And I put my tail between my legs and went back to work 9 days later, and I don't think we had achieved a damn thing other than wasting a week of vacation.
That's a bummer.
That's all that happened that week.
Yeah, because you can start getting a little frustrated. It's a frustration sensation.
You think?
When you're, it's a cleanup on aisle. Literally a cleanup on aisle two.
Dude.
Cleanups on aisle one and two.
It's one of those things where you're just looking at people. You're like, I don't understand why this is so hard. Why is this so hard? Like, you know what I'm telling you.
Yep.
Just like, why?
Yep.
Why is this so hard? But it's very hard, especially with boys.
Oh, no doubt.
Yeah.
She's going to be earlier than both my boys were.
Of course, because she's a girl.
My guy could read the word toilet. He would walk up, he would look at it, and he'd say, toilet. And I'd say, Quest, what did you say? Toilet. Why don't you use it? No, thanks. I'd rather just rock this right here. And we're on to Cincinnati. But you, Dad, are not on to Cincinnati, unfortunately.
Oh my God.
Anyway.
How did we get here?
Because I don't know.
We were talking about Dave Roberts.
Yeah, Dave
and
Roberts.
He said, two lifetimes. Do you have any idea what that's about? It's his fault.
Robbie Ray's joining the show 50 minutes or something.
Good tease.
Whatever.
Forward promoted.
He's going to join us right before the Pacers start playing the Thunder. How about that?
Let's get into that.
What do you got on this?
I think that Indiana's a good team, but the Western Conference was a lot better than the Eastern Conference. And if you look at the Thunder, and I watched a ton of Thunder in the postseason, some in the regular season, and yeah, spoiler alert, they're a really good team. But beyond that, if you look at the history of teams that are this good, these teams that are this good, they win the NBA championship. And that's just the way it goes. And the only time that it didn't go that way is when the Golden State Warriors won 73 games and they didn't win the championship.
Yeah.
And I won't go through all the reasons why that happened because they didn't get it done, but teams that win 67 games in the regular year almost always win it. And teams with a point differential as good as theirs, and theirs is the best ever, those teams always win it.
Right, but here's the thing about all those numbers. We I think, to a degree, we fall into those traps in assessing the NBA. We fall into the trap of the history whenever somebody, like, wins game one. The second somebody wins game one, the analytics are like, oh, God, like, what is it? It's like three quarters of the time at least, if you win game one, that you're going to win the series. But like the other team comes back and wins game two, and then you've got to reboot the numbers all again and be like, well, when the series is tied 1-1, whoever wins game three, 75% of the time. Why do I bring that up? Here's why. I bring that up because, like, sure, all of the analytics are going to favor the Thunder based on where we've been, where they've been, who they are. But the Indiana Pacers are flat out clear analytics busters. They haven't lost game one or two on the road these entire playoffs. And they're doing crazy stuff out here, erasing 14-point deficits with 2.245 to go or whatever. Like, wow. I mean, they're nuts.
They're erasing those leads, but the Knicks all but were serving them up to them on a platter.
I don't know if I agree with that. Like, yes, whenever something like that happens, you need help from both sides. But I don't want to take all the credit away from what the Pacers are doing at the end of these games, and quite frankly, what they're doing at the beginning and the middle of the games too. Look, if you ask me who I think is going to win the series, I'm with you. I think Oklahoma City is going to win the series. But I have had, at least with my eyes, and then more so with my ears, enough conversations with people in and around NBA circles that tell me, watch out. Watch out. What the Pacers are doing is not an accident. And they come at you in a very, very unique way. They come at you in a way that is not normal for NBA teams. It is not normal to make the NBA Finals without a clear suit.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Superstar on your roster. That's not normal. And they've gone through a bunch of teams that do have a clear superstar, and they have arrived here, and the way they go about their business is kind of the way that somebody, if you wanted to build someone to give the Thunder problems, it might be kind of like this. And so they surround the whole court on offense with a bunch of different options, come at you in weird ways. They're good on defense as well. I'm not trying to sell you on anything. I just think, put it this way, with two teams from Middle America that aren't the Warriors, I have sort of weaved my way to being pretty interested in this series just because of the dichotomy that exists with this massive juggernaut against a team that nobody thought was going to be there. Yet if you really look at what they've done, they've been dominant. The Pacers have been dominant in these playoffs.
Yeah, they've been good. I mean, they stole a couple of games in fluky fashion from New York, and I do think that Coach Thibodeau, rest in peace. He didn't die, but he's no longer coaching. So
were two of them fluky or just one?
I think there was one was fluky, and then one in the previous series as well.
Against Cleveland,
right?
Game two,
exactly.
Yeah,
when they were down 9 with 40 seconds left. It was a huge deficit, something like that.
Yep.
But I just look at the Eastern Conference, and they emerged, and they get credit for that. And you had Boston sustained injuries, and New York served it up on a platter. It's not to say that they didn't deserve to win. They did. But I look at OKC, and they have been a juggernaut, and they beat Denver. They had to dig deep to beat Denver, and I think Denver was very much up to the test. They are a former championship team. They've got that championship blood, and they had to go 7 to do it. So it's not that Oklahoma City is unbeatable, and I also think that they have better depth, and they have the rest advantage. Now, I know both teams are mostly rested because Indiana played Sunday.
One day?
So they had Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday off. I thought they had more than that off, but...
When's the last time? Let me see the last time the Thunder played a basketball game. Last time the Thunder played a basketball game, it was Wednesday, May 28th.
So they had Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday off.
Yeah, that the Pacers did not have
off.
And
the Pacers were out there chasing and playing.
Yeah, that threatens to not be a good thing.
Like, depends.
That's a lot of rest.
It is a lot of rest.
That's 8 days.
Yeah. It just depends on how they go and how they come out. They are, at the odds I'm looking at, Indiana's plus 500 to win the series.
Correct.
OKC's minus 650. And I was looking for precedent. And I go back to 2004 NBA Finals. The Lakers were minus 700, and Detroit with Chauncey and the fellas were plus 500. And the Pistons went out there and they won in five.
Five games. Quite frankly, should have been four. I was at all five of them. I believe that Kobe Bryant.
You traveling?
I travel.
Look at you, fancy pants.
Yeah, well, that was the job back then. But Kobe Bryant. I think if memory serves, I think he banked in a three at the buzzer of game two, something like that. Maybe sent it to overtime or whatever
it was.
They
won that game by 8. Kobe had 33.
Was it in overtime?
It was.
Yeah, that's what it was. He banked something in to send the thing to overtime, and they won in overtime, and it was the only game they won in the whole series, and they were a massive, massive favorite.
Yeah, I just laid it out.
Yeah, no, but I mean, like, I just remember, I think that was the year that Derek Fisher hit the crazy point three shot. Remember? It was the round before, not against Detroit. I think it was against the Spurs in the previous round. And I can tell you what L.A. thought in that moment. The minute Derek Fisher hit that shot, they're like, the Lakers just won a ring. Lakers just won a ring. And then, poof, off to the NBA Finals they went, and Detroit was dismissed. I mean, like, you have no chance. Every time. That Lakers series felt like the Niners season, where every time they would lose, you'd be like, watch what happens next week, though. They're going to get it on track. And it just kept losing and losing and losing, and they'd get further away and further away, and that was the end of Phil Jackson, Kobe Bryant, and Shaquille O'Neal. That was it.
Detroit broke them.
Yep.
Yeah, Detroit was underdog against the Pacers in the Eastern Conference Finals, and they won that in six, and then they came out, even though they were plus 500, and like you said, they took it to them. And they won game three. I was just looking, because I love to go back and check these. It was 88-68. That's a halftime score these days. 88-68.
That was game three?
Yes.
Between the Lakers and Pistons?
Correct. So after Kobe hits the bank to force overtime, I'm sure everyone was like, okay, Lakers, you righted the ship. You'll go to Detroit for game three. Yep. Yeah, actually, that was back in the 2-3-2 format, so L.A. never made it back.
Never came back.
Nope.
I mean, we made it back.
Because you're here.
Yeah, he just flew back and then went home.
You flew back and you didn't play basketball.
Nope.
Lakers did not have a 20-point quarter in that game as a team.
No, they locked them up. Their defense was incredible.
Yep.
They absolutely locked them up. And that's why I would still lean OKC big time, because their defense is just incredible. But the Pacers have impressed me in a number of directions with the way they're going about it. I also think about it this way, and I'll admit it. Some of what I'm saying about the Pacers is not what I think, it's what I want. If I look at this series as a fan, some of you don't care because this is over. Some of you love the NBA, and maybe you just watch for the sake of the NBA. But I know a lot of people, when your team's not in it, you're sort of searching for a reason to root for one of the teams. Kind of like how we handle the Super Bowl. And you need to sometimes concoct a reason why to root for a team. I can come up with about five things, and all of them lean Pacers. All of them. I've told you I do not like watching Shai Gilgeous-Alexander play basketball. He's a foul baiter.
He's much more than that, but that's been your beef.
He's fantastic. I'm not saying he's not a great player, but he's a foul baiter. And I don't see any foul baiters on the Indiana Pacers. I could also just say, hey, doesn't America root for the underdog? So when you have this big of an underdog, I'm going to root for him. Tyrese Halliburton and Brock Purdy are very close friends. We spoke to him about that a couple weeks ago when he came on the show. There's all kinds of stuff coming out about it now. They've been friends for a very long time. And so if you want to use that, you can go ahead and use that. I don't know about the whole Western Conference, Eastern Conference thing. Like, I do think if you are thinking about this through the eyes of one of the other Western Conference teams, like, in a way, yeah, keep Oklahoma City down. You know what I mean? Don't let them get that ring and sort of that vibe and that experience that takes place once you change your life by being a champion. So I don't know how you want to look at it, but to me, all things, if you're a Warrior fan or a Bay Area sports fan, all things point to rooting for the Indiana Pacers in this series.
Fair enough, and I don't really have rooting interest. I love basketball. I love the association, and so I'm in on the finals. And, you know, you get to the stage, and usually your team's not in it. We've kind of gotten used to it around here where the Warriors are actually in it. And unless there's a team I dislike, I will always root against the Lakers. And, you know, if Philly ever finds their way there, I'll root against Philadelphia as well. And, you know, there's individuals that I probably wouldn't want to see hoist the Larry. So, yeah, this doesn't exist here. I don't mind Shea Gildas-Alexander. I actually like the player, but I also like Halliburton and the way he goes about it. So I get to just watch this and enjoy basketball.
Yeah, and that's fine. Like I said, I mean, I'm not trying to, like, do a sales job. I got no interest in that whatsoever. But the Pacers have kind of reeled me in. They've kind of grabbed my attention. I can't remember a playoff run that's felt like this. A, from the underdog perspective where you're like, I really did not see that coming. But B, just the moments. Think of all the moments that the Pacers have provided these playoffs. I think there are three games where they have come back from a sizable deficit in the final 2 minutes of the game. You've got the buzzer beater shot from Halliburton and the choke sign, even though it actually wasn't a three-pointer, it ended up being a two-pointer. You've got Tyrese Halliburton's dad running out with a towel and getting in Giannis's face and causing a big problem and being kicked out of going to games for the remainder of the playoffs, or at least sitting in the stands. I know he's been up there in the suites for some of the more recent games, but the Pacers have done an unbelievable job of kind of, at least through my perspective, grabbing our hearts with a bunch of real moments in these NBA playoffs. And if I'm remembering correctly, so wait, they beat the Bucks in five, and then they beat the Cavaliers in five? Is that accurate?
Just looking at it here, they beat the Cavs in five, yeah.
Yeah, they beat the Bucks in five, the Cavs in five, and the Knicks
in six. Yep.
So take a step back, like pull back from the Indiana Pacers and realize that this team is 12-4 in the playoffs.
Yeah.
Dude.
You beat Milwaukee without Dame, so.
Well, he was there for a lot of it.
I think a game and a half or so. And you were favored over Milwaukee.
Yeah, Milwaukee's not great. But then you went into the building of the one seed.
Well, they were plus 425 in that series.
Yeah.
And Cleveland was minus 550, and you got it. And then against the Knicks, you were a minor dog, plus 135.
Right, but, I mean, you won, all the road games in Cleveland. You went 3-0. You went 2-1 in New York in that series. And then in Milwaukee, they went 1-1. Most of the time, they were home. But, like, dude, they're you can call them fluky wins, and you're not wrong, but, like, dude, they've only lost four basketball games in this whole run.
Which is what the Thunder have lost. They went sweep, they went seven, they went five.
Yep.
And I would argue that their road has been more difficult. If you want to rank the opponents, Memphis is probably the worst of the bunch. And then, you know, Minnesota and Denver versus Cleveland. Well, you can make an argument that Cleveland's better.
Cleveland and New York versus Minnesota and Denver.
I would say Denver would be the best of the four for me.
I agree. But
just based on pedigree.
Well,
and,
I mean, we didn't think that, though. We didn't think that until Cleveland lost. Cleveland was one of the top five title contenders in the NBA when the playoffs started. It was Thunder, Warriors, Lakers, Celtics, Cavs.
According to the odds, yeah.
According to the odds. Those were the top five. So I can't argue. I mean, saying Denver is better than Cleveland, yeah, today I guess you can make that case. But we thought the world of the Cleveland Cavaliers. They have the second best record in the entire NBA this year. They're very, very good. So I think beating Cleveland and the Knicks is comparable to beating Denver and the Wolves.
Yeah, perhaps. Yeah, and they're certainly playing well, and they're not daunted by being an underdog, and they're one of the more sizable underdogs that you can have. Basketball Reference posts odds for the series going back to 1988. And so just doing a quick scan through 37 years of NBA Finals, only 9 underdogs have ever won the NBA Finals when they're underdogs.
Yep.
And only the one that I mentioned back in 2004 was this big of an underdog. The rest of them are all, you know, borderline, you know, coin toss kind of upsets, with the exception of Dallas, and that had to be 2011. They were they were plus 155 against Miami, so they were dog, but not a massive dog like this.
I just think the Pacers are so interesting. You know, you look at the six games against New York. Haliburton, their leading scorer 4 times. Siakam was their leading scorer 2. Go to the Cleveland series, a 5-game series where they actually had 5 different leading scorers in the 5 games.
Yeah.
How often do you see something like that?
Never.
Never. And then you go to the 5 games against Milwaukee, they had 3 different leading scorers. This is not the way we are taught to think that NBA basketball works. It's just not. And so that's another one of the reasons I'm kind of pulling for the Indiana Pacers. I think that the NBA, I'm not saying that this is going to be this way in perpetuity, but I do think that right now with the parity, this is part of my Giannis take, part of right now and the parity we have in the NBA suggests I am not going into one of those trades where you give up all the assets for one guy. I don't think it works right now. There's too many good teams.
Exactly. So you need to have, even if you have a big three, you need to have a medium big 4, 5, 6, 7, and 8.
Exactly.
And you look at these teams and they're both really deep and they spread the minutes out. You know, Obi Toppin playing 20 minutes and you've got a bunch of guys down the bench who you rely on. This is not like I got 3 superstars and we're going to make do with a bunch of slop. You got to be good and deep.
888-957-957 is the number. We'll take your calls. We're brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. Sometime over the next half hour, Robbie Ray of the Giants is going to call in. They win again today. They're split with the Padres, a 3-2 victory, and they've got things going in the right direction. Again, it is all on the table here as we go for our 5 o'clock hour here on Willard and Tim.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available if at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.